So we got to the very top line. The Braisa begins, Tanu Rabbanan Hamaschir Bayis Lechavero. A person leases out his house to another person. Al Hasocher Lasos Lo Mezuzah. The one living there needs to put the mezuzah on, like we saw yesterday. Chovas Hadar, the one who lives there, needs to do the mezuzah. Uchshehu Yotze, when the Socher leaves, Lo Yitlenu Biyadah, he's not allowed to take it, he must leave the mezuzahs there. V'yotzen leaves it and goes out. But if he's renting, the next tenant's going to be a Nachri, so then he is supposed to take it with him. There's once a person who did take his mezuzahs out and recover ishto v'shnei banav, and he had to bury his wife and children. His family died because of this. Where says Maisa Lister, what we just said, if a person is leaving the Nachri, the next tenant, you don't take it out. So Gemara says, no, this Maisa, Amar Rav Shesh, is Aresha, the first case, that he was having a Jew who was going to be the next tenant, and he took them out. So because of this, his entire family died. So what's the Mida Kenegan Mida here? So if you look at Tosas, the previous page. It's a Tosas, he jumped ahead of the gun here. Usually the Tosas lags, but here Tosas Kuf Alpha Mabez says in the bottom, Lo Yilenu V'yotza, Afagav Damar Shmuel V'matilin Mibegid L'Begid Gavi Mezuzah Asar. Even though Shmuel allows you to take titus from one Begid to put onto another beggar, that's not a bizayon. When it comes to mezuzah, it's different. Lefisha hamazikin ba'in bibayis shein ba mezuzah. The shadim come and is dangerous for a house that's without a mezuzah. Uchshano lo kilu mazik osam shiadur bibayis. It's as if you're causing damage to the ones living there. So since he caused damage to the person's family, that's the migda kenegan migda. They explain that his family will be damaged as well. There's a discussion in the poskim here. So the Ritva actually does allow one. He quotes an opinion that you are allowed to move the mezuzah from one house to the next house, like tzitzis. It's just you can't remove from the house and do nothing with them. But if you're putting them somewhere else, then it's permitted. But most actually say you really should leave them up. The question becomes, could you demand that the new tenant pay for them, though? So that's a discussion in the poskim. So some say you can't. If he doesn't want to pay, he doesn't have to. Others say you can demand payment, and if he refuses to pay for it, then you are allowed to take them with you. Okay, so that's part of the discussion. This is a very important halacha l'maisa b'raisa. Mar now says, Hazevel shel bal habayis vein lasoch el hayote min ha-tanur u'mi-kiraim bilvad. The Mishnah says all the garbage and the manure and the ashes, so anything that's in the field is owned by the landlord, but anything that's from the oven and the stove goes to the one who lives there, the renter. So b'mayaskin, what type of zevel are we talking about? Ilema, if we're discussing b'chatzer de agirle l'socher v'ture de socher, if we're talking about where the field's owned by me, I'm renting not only the house, but the chatzer I'm renting, and the animals are mine, amayshel b'chal bayis, why does a landlord get to collect my garbage and my manure? El b'chatzer de lo agirle l'socher, it's talking about where the chatzer isn't rented out to the socher. I'm just living in the house. But the property, that's still the landlord using it. Vitur de Maschir, and the landlord's using it for his animals. So Pshita, so of course he gets to keep the Zevel in the yard. What's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, it's only needed Vichatzer de Maschir, Viture de Asim Ma'alma Kamei Ba. It's talking about a case where the Chatzer is still owned by the landlord and being used by the landlord, but it's a property that everyone's allowed to pass through. There's no fence, everyone passes through. So along the way, the animals use it, and the manure is not owned by the by the landlord. So maybe the Socha should have maybe a chloku or something. We say, no, even though the animal, the manure, does not come from the Maschir's animals, since it's in the property of the Maschir, so it's his. So the Gemara says,
The landlord.
So the Gemara says, this supports Rabbi Yossi, who says, so I don't know who's passing through my yard. It's an open field. So I don't have das, but whenever an animal leaves their mark here, I get to keep it, even though it's shalom midaito. That's the chiddush. I mean, the havamina might be that the chatzer only works if you are aware, midaito. This even works shalom midaito. So the Gemara asks a question, Meisive. Im Amar Kol Mitzios Shiavo Latocho Hayom Tikna Li Chatzerai Lo Amar Klum. The Brisa says, if a person says, any Mitzios, anything I find, I'm leaving open my yard, and people always leave things. I'm saying anything that person drops, a wallet, anything, it's all mine. My Chatzer is going to be Kone. It doesn't work. V'im Isa, if we have Lahad Amar Biyosi Rabbi Chanina Chatzer Shaldam Kone Lo Shalom Midaito, if Rabbi Yossi is really correct that the chatzer does work even without das, and this actually has better because he's making some tanai beginning in the beginning, amai lo amar klum. Why does the Braisa say this doesn't work? It's ineffective. So Gemara says, now hacha b'maya askin. What's the case here? B'chatzer she'ena mishtameres. When does it work? A chatzer kona shelo midaita. When my chatzer is protected, there is a fence here. But if the case here, the guy says, Imamar kol mitzio shiavo l'tocha hayom, that's referring to a chatzer she'eina mishtameres. It's not being protected. You have to ask a shalom, I'm just asking aloud. I didn't look into this at all. But if it's really the chatzer where chatzer mishtameris works, so how come animals are coming me'alma? Where are they coming through? It must be a case where I just opened up the gate. It's still protected, but the gate opened so people are coming through. Something along those lines. But again, chatzer mishtameris, the chatzer is konish lo medaito, but if it's eina mishtameris, it's not.
And can you also have a mishtameris where either the maskier or maybe a watch person is standing nearby? And
yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be a fence. So it could still be right an evid or a shomer or something, a shomer rather, watching it. Yeah. So that could be a case where it's open and you still have it still considered mishtameris. So if that's the case, so if it's a case of eina mishtameris, then eima seifa, look at the seifa of that brisa. If yatza lo shame mitzio be'ir dvarv kayamim. But if everybody knows that there's a mitzio that fell on my property, then I get to keep it. Why? Vi b'chatz shenim mishtameres ki yatza lo shame. Just because everybody heard about a mitzio be'ir my haba. So what's how can my, if it's not mishtameres, there's no kinyan that's taking place there. So Gemara says no, it's different. When everybody hears that a big mitzio fell in my backyard. Came in the Yotelo Shem Mitzia Beer, Mivdal Badili In Shemine. People, as a nice, you know, they don't have to. People are walking away from the Miyayish on it, and let me keep it. My Chatzar is in Kone, but Havalek Kechatzar HaMishtameres. It's like a Chatzar Mishtameres. Rashi explains here. See, Rashi doesn't explain the Svar here. But I think they talk about whether it's a Hefker by other people or some type of Yish by other people. It's not really a Kinyan here, but it's the fact that they walk away, it's Ki'ilu my Chatzar. Is being konet, or kilu mechatzer is mishtameres, and it's mine. So Gemara asks a question on Meisive. Zevel hayote min atanur min akirayim, any of the ashes or garbage that comes from the stoves and ovens, v'hakolei min ha'avir, and something that the airspace of the chatzer, it falls into the airspace, harei hu shalo, it's his, the landlord, v'shibirefes, rather the socher, I'm sorry, v'shibirefes, v'shibichatzer shel bal habayis, but if it's in the yard, or in the, how do they say the refes, the barn. So if it's that, that's the Baal HaBayis, the landlord keeps it. Now, v'im is, if it's true, lahadur b'yosi b'rchanina, damar chateru sh'adam konelo, shlomi daito, so kolet ma'avir, amai arhe reyu shalo. Avir chateruhu. If something's falling in the airspace of the chatzir, I'm renting, I'm the socher, I get to keep it, it's falling onto the chatzir. That means the landlord should get to keep it, not me. So Amar Abai says, no, b'mad b'kli b'shulei parit, a case where you put a kli right below the cow, so everything goes into that kli, nothing falls in the airspace, it's directly touching the cow, so then that's when you're koned. It wasn't falling into the chatzir. But if you were not putting anything in the way, eina chanami, the avir would be the kinyan of the landlord. Rav Amar, avir she'eino sofa lanuach lav kamunach. Dummy. So Rava says the airspace that's not going to inevitably, not going to, in the end, fall on the floor is not considered kemunach dummy, and therefore that's why you are konet. So Rashi explains here, Rashi doesn't say anything. Okay, I'm not sure if he's saying anything here. It seems that even if it's not directly touching the cow, but it's lower down, blocking the land, since it's not sofo lemenuach agave karka, it's not considered a kichater, and I would keep it. That's, I think, the difference, whether you have to mamish be up to the cow, or even be below the ground, as long as you're a hefsik. So Gemara says...
If it's in a kli. If you bring it in a kli.
Yeah, what?
That's the difference than afkamina.
No, I think the difference is that if, according to Rava, that even if it doesn't touch the animal, if it's low down on the ground, as long as it doesn't go into the karka, that would be good enough for Rava. But according to the first opinion here of Abai, that only if it touches the cow, but if it's below the ground, onto the ground, and there's some airspace, that avir would be kona in the chatzir of the landlord.
You're saying if it went into where the dung went in a kli into the chatzir, it's not considered in the chatzir. The nafka is in a kli
where it went through. Where
it goes.
Where it went through, you brought it in. We're not talking about where from the cow itself, but it was brought in to the chaser in a kli.
Someone else brought from the outside a kli of it and put it in without coming from the cow.
Right.
So that would be seemingly another a different nafka in that thing. Also, a different one.
It's in the airspace, but.
Look at Rashi Bashule Paro. This was a Baye. He says that in Stafka Samuklinik Fe Deleka Avir, which is much like Rabbi Levin saying that if it's not Samuklinik Fe, where there is Avir, a Baye wouldn't allow it, but yet Rabbi would allow it.
Okay. So the Gemara now asks, Umi Pshit Delei the Rava? Is it so clear to Rava this din of anything that's She'ein Sofa Lanuach Lav Kamunach Dami? So the Gemara asks, but don't we have a Hami Bai Bai Le Dibai Rava? Rav himself asked the question. Zark arnike bePesach zeh. He throws a wall through one entrance. VeYatzo bePesach zeh and leaves another entrance. Mahu. It's referring to on Shabbos here. What's the din? So I think it's referring to Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says Zarek Arniki Vefgero L'chal Kodem. So he's actually a mafker. Not that it's Shabbos, he's just throwing it again. Whoever takes it, takes it. So it goes through one guy's house and goes out the other door. So Mahu, do we say Avir Shein Sofer L'Nuach K'munach Dami? Even though it's not going to end up falling in the guy's house because there's so much velocity on it, it's not going to fall down. Do we view it as K'munach Dami and the guy whose house passed through is considered kin and he gets to keep it? Olav K'munach Dami or no? Since it didn't have the ability, it didn't have the gravity to fall down, it was going to go right through. It's not Lav K'munach Dami and it's still considered Hefker. So he had a suffix. How come there he had a suffix? But in our case, he says, Vada, if there's a kli in between, the kli is mafsik. We don't view it as sofa lanuach. So Gemara explains, Hasam lo mifsik v'lo midi hacha mifsik kli. There he had a shaila. When there's a hefsik, there's a davar that's mafsik. So Vada there, it's not lav kemunach dami. But the case of the bias, there's no hefsik between the object, the wall falling through in the house. It's right there. There's no hefsik. So maybe there he would allow it to be considered kemunach dami. And that's why is the case of the suffik in the case of the arniki. Okay. Gemara now says, Shebirefes shebichotze harei elu shebal habayis. If it's in the barn or in the courtyard, then the landlord gets to keep the zevel. Tarti, two things. What's the two things that we're saying here? Rashi says, what's the kashi here? Tarti is betmiya. Tarti, it's rech l'tane l'misi. If they teach two things, listen echada, teach one. Kevin de b'shelo hischir askin. And we're not talking about where he rented out the barn of the chatzar. Mali refes, mali chatzar. Just said once in one. Once we know the barn, the zevel goes to the landlord, to mimela the chatzar. Or if you teach the chatzar, mimela, you're going to know the refes. So why teach two? Amar ba'i hachi kamar. Sheberefes, shebechatzar. The barn that is in the chatzar, Hare Elu Shababais. That's what we're referring to one case. The barn in the chatzar, as opposed to the barn that might be, I don't know, in the house, let's say. So that would be of the Bahabais. So the
chatzar is, Rashi says, Moskola Seicha. It's just the refus is not.
So I have the courtyard, the entire yard, the backyard to mine, except for that the garage. That barn is his. So even though it's situated in my chatzar that I'm renting, since it's in the barn, the landlord gets to keep it. Then it comes along, Amar of Ashi Zos, so Meresis tells us, Hamascher Chatzero Stam, Lo Hischer Refes Shibab. We can learn from here, when a person rents out his property, Mestama, he rents out his property, but this doesn't rent out his garage. He doesn't rent out his barn. That's not part of the deal. And that's very important when you have write up a lease agreement, what's included, what's not included. Those are the sugis we're going to see in the next Masech, the Babasar, and we get halfway through, and Mocher Sasfina, Mocher Sabayas, we're going to get to what's included in a typical sale or lease agreement. And Gemara now says, Macy, he asks the question, Yone Shovach, the Yone Aliyah, if you have a dove coop of some sort or doves in the attic, Chayavos B'Shiluach, you're chayav to send, if you want to take the eggs and the small birds, you need to do Shiluach HaKan, you have to send away the mother bird, Vasuros B'Gezel Mipnei Darchei Shalom, but you cannot take it, it's not real Gezela here, but it's only Gezela Mishum Darchei Shalom. So let's see what's going on here. V'imis, if it's really true, laha dam Rabbi Yosi Brachanina, who he says, chatzeros shel adam konelo shlomi daito, anything in my property is mine, even though I don't know about this. So then how come there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakan here? Kari kan, we could invoke the pasuk, ki yikra prat lemezuman, only when it happens to be, if I don't own it. But if it's mezuman, if it's already prepared, if I own it, there is no mitzvah shiluach hakan if I own it. That's why if a person does have a basket in his property, he has to be aware of it before, and that he's saying dafka, he has to be shaloba kavana, that my chatter is not being kona this basket. Because once it's kona, that's bederech mezuman, and you don't have a mitzvah anymore. So if it's in my aliyah, if it's in my yoni shavach, in my aliyah, that's no mitzvah shiluach hakan. So Amar Rava, Rava says no. Beitza b'yitzias ruba hu dechayv la b'shiluach u'mikne lo kana ad enough l'chatero. So we're not referring to the ownership of the nest. We're referring to the ownership of the beitza. So the egg came mostly out. So apparently, when rov is out, you chiv shiluach hakan. But my chater doesn't acquire it just yet until it completely comes out. So therefore, you have a case of a mitzvah shiluach hakan, even though I have no kin. And the chi katani chayavos b'shiluach mekame de tipo lechatzero. The chi of shiluach is referring to before it falls into the chatzer. At that minute, those few moments before it actually fully comes out, that's the chi of shiluach hakan. Ihachi, that's the case. Amaya suris mishum gezel. Why is there an iser of gezel here? So Rashi says came into lochnaf lechatzero. Since I don't own it yet, so there's no I don't own it. It's really it's a hefker. So the Gemara says, Aiman, referring to the mother bird, you can't steal. Rashi says, Aiman, Kolomer Gezel, the Darche Shalom, Afila Aiman, Nami Kamar, the Daito Shel Baal Hashovach Aleim, the Betuachu, the Chosim Limkomam, Le'erif. So it's referring to it went out somewhere far. The bird used to fly out in the, during the day to some public area, public dovekup. And then it would return it in the evening. So since it's out there in the public, so I might say, oh, nobody owns this, let me take it. So it's in right now in Hefker, it's in neutral territory. So we're learning from here, since the owner of the dove will certain that the mother bird's going to come back to his property in the end of the day, even though he doesn't really have ownership because the bird could fly wherever it wants, but that that smichas das that he has, that the mother's going to return, is considered at least gezela midirbanon mishum darche shalom. Ibai Zema, alternatively, the Gemara suggests. The Olam Abetim, it's really referring to the Beitim, then there is a Gezela of Darche Shalom on the Beitim. Uba Denafik Ruba Daita Ilave. Once the Beitza comes out rove, even though I don't own it yet, there's no actual kinin because it didn't fall to my chatzir entirely just yet, but that's enough of Smichas Das that I have, and that's an Isser of Gezela Mishum Darche Shalom. For Hashto, Dhammar of Yehuda Marav, now that he said Asr Lazakos with Beitim Kozmansha Eim Ravetz Alem, it's asr to be zoch in the egg, so long as the mother bird is crouching on the eggs. Shenemar says shalach to shalach as ha'aim. You have to first send away the mother bird. Only hader afterwards does it say as a bottom tikach lecha. Then could you take it? So afil tema denafel lechatzero. So you could say even if the eggs did fall into the chatzer, still you could explain pshat the Gemara here how that kol hecha diihu mati zachilei chatzer zachilei. So long as when he himself is able to be zocher, so then the chatzer is able to be zocher. But chol heicha de'iu lo mati zachilei, chatzer nami lo zachilei. But if it's a situation where he is not able to be zocher himself if he took it, then his chatzer can't either. His chatzer can may not be any greater than he. So since the mother bird's still on the eggs, and there's an issur d'oraisa for me to take those beitim until the mother gets up, so memela my chatzer can't be koned either. So if the mother bird's on the eggs here, I cannot be koned in theory to take it. It'd be an issur for me to take it with the mother bird there. So my chatzer is not koned either, so those eggs are still hefker. So if I go ahead, some other guy goes ahead and takes the eggs out, even though he might violate an issur there, he can't be koned, it's still not an issue of gzela. I don't own it yet, and it's not a real gzela yet. It's still considered hefker, and therefore it's only mishum darche shalom when he takes it away.
It sounds like, according to Rashi, that it's answering the question before, which is why is there not an issue of chatzer or shaladim konim l'shlomi daito, and therefore there should be problem mizuman.
Oh, not the gzela question yet.
Yeah.
So you look at Rashi. Rashi says afilu nafla l'chatzer chayavos b'shiluach hakan. Even if it falls into the chatzer, there still is a mitzvah. It's not considered mizuman yet. V'lo mizuman hu kol zman shim rovetes alein. So long as the mother's there, v'lo tikshe l'Rabbi Yosi b'rechanida. Because so long as the mother bird's on top of it, I can't be konet myself, which means that my chatzer can't be konet. So it's ownerless, and anything that's ownerless is ki kare. It's still considered a hefker, and there's a mitzvah shiluach hakan. So then the Gemara asks, okay, if that's the case, ihachi asuris begezel mipnei darche shalom. So why then is there iser gzela if nobody owns it yet? I deshalcha galzam al yehu. If I sent away the mother bird, so now my chatzer's konet, so then it's mine, and it's real gzela. It's not darche shalom. It's real gzela. I delo shalcha. If I didn't send away the mother bird, so the mother bird's still sitting on it. So he needs to send the mother bird away before he can be kone. Yeah, you can't be kone with the mother bird still on top of that. So there's no gzela. Rashi says, v'dilo shalcha, habay shlucha. He needs to send it away first. V'ka iser shalach to shalach. There's an iser shalach. Forget the iser gzela. There's another iser to be concerned with. So why is the Gemara only mentioned that there's an iser gzela? There's another iser shalach of not sending away the mother bird. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about here, v'katan delabar shiluachu. So the katan, he has no mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. Rashi says the katan, hadikatani darche shalom v'tzulo b'dilo shalcha. He didn't send it away. Ah, so how come we don't mention there's an issur of taking the eggs if you didn't send away the mother bird? Ubekatan de la bar shiluachu de ena chayv b'mitzvah. He's not chayv to do a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of sending away the mother bird for him. So when he takes the eggs away, he only violates the issur of gezela of darche shalom. So Gemara says, wait a second, Katan bar darche shalom hu? He has to keep darche shalom. Katan doesn't know what that means. Hachi kamar. Oviv shal katan chayv lahachsir lo mipnei darche shalom. And the boy comes home and says, look what I found some eggs. The father says, you can't take those eggs. The father needs to return them back to the rightful owner, even though there's no real rightful owner, but to the guy who expected it, the guy whose eggs, whose chatzah, the eggs are found in, he has to return because of darche shalom. This is an important sugi with regards to chinuch also, we see from here. The mitzvah shalach tishlach doesn't apply to him, but there's also an isser involved in him. Perhaps there's no isser, there's no chinuch by isserim either, the Yerushalayim explain. All right, interesting discussion here. Gemara says, yeah.
The father
needs to return. The katan takes it. But the father has a responsibility to teach his children what the right thing to do is. You should return the eggs. It's darach shalom. That's what the katan doesn't have a chiv darach shalom. The father has a chiv to teach his children.
Right.
Children.
So the father can't take it.
It's not his.
I'm saying the father to do the mitzvah, to show the son to do the mitzvah.
It's not the father's. It's some other guy who took it. The katan took it. Now the owner. The katan went to your backyard and took the eggs from your tree. Okay. So the Gemara now says, the new Mishnah tells us, Hamaschir Bais L'Chaveiro, a guy rents a house to another person, L'Shana, for an entire year. So Nisaber L'Shana, Nisaber L'Socher. If it turns out they made a 13th month, they made a second Adar, so then the one living there gets he gets the advantage, he gets the extra month. So then, Hischir L'Chadashim, if you rent it out on a monthly deal, Nisabra Hashana, Nisabra L'Maschir. So then, it's the 13th month, so then the Maschir, the landlord, gets to gets to charge an additional rent or get a new tenant in there. So Maisa B'Tzipori, there's one say Maisa like this, Be'echad Shesachar Merichatz Michaveiro B'Shneimasar Zav L'Shana Midiner Zav L'Chodesh. He made a very interesting deal here. He made a deal that I'm going to rent out a bathhouse for 12 Zav for a year. He mentioned Shana, but he also mentioned one dinar per month. So is it going to be monthly or is it going to be annually? So the question became, the Mishnah tells us on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, now continuing. So what happens with the 13th month? It was a Shana Nisabra. It was a new, they added a 13th month that year. Who gets it? Was it an annual deal or was it a monthly deal? So Bamaisi Lifnei Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Vilifnei Rabbi Yossi, Vamru, they said, Yachloku, you divide is a Chodesh Ha'ibra. It splits in half. They both have an interesting taina. You said both the year and you said the month. So the fairest thing to do is apply a Yachloku.
The Sphere of Omer deal. Mentioned months and years.
Mentions a year. The Gemara says, Ma'isa listor. This is a contradictory Ma'isa because we said before it's clear. If it's a Shana, so then the Socher wins. If it's a Alpi Chodesh, so then the Maschir wins. Then we have a case which is neither one. So Gemara says, the Chasur Mechser, there's something missing in the Mishnah of Ahachi Katan. V'im Amar, the Mishnah should have said, Im Amar lo, if you say Bishnei Masar Zehuvim L'Shana, and you also mention Medina Zav L'Chodesh, you mentioned both the annual cost and the monthly cost, then it would be a yachloku, and in fact there was a ma'isanami b'tzipori be'echad shesachar merchat mechavero b'shem asar zuvim l'shana mediner zav l'chodesh uba ma'isel lefnei rabban shimon amliel lefnei rabbi yosi v'amru. They both said yachloku es achodesh ha'ibur. So that's the way to read the new mishnah.
Really, wasn't so sir. We just didn't discuss that case.
Right. So in which case it says yachloku, which goes against the mishnah. Again, Maisel.
You know what I'm saying? What sense?
Because Rashi says, because the Mishnah only contemplated either goes all to this person or all
to that. Right, I'm saying, so it's not really.
All right, it wasn't a proof. The Maisel wasn't a proof for what right. was said. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amr Rav, Yehava Hasam, had I been there, Hava Yehivnele, Kuli the Maschir, I would have given everything to the Maschir. Why? My Kamash Malan, the toughest Lashon Achron. You always go based on the second statement, what he changed to say. This is a very big cloud throughout Shas. We have many places. There's a Tosus which discusses this. But toughest Lashon Achron, which was in this case, it would be based on the Chodesh, the month. So the Maschir wins whenever it's based on the monthly. Ha'amr Rav Chadazimna. Didn't Rav already tell this one time before? Damar Rav Hunamar Bey Rav. Astira Me'amana. If you say two different forms of payment, Astira, which is, where's the Rashi here? Rashi says, all the way on top there, Rashi explains that Astira, four lines down, Mea Ma, you pay Mea Ma. Imechad Omer L'Chaveiro B'Kama Chavet Zeh, how much does this cost? Amarlo, Astira, Mea Ma, V'Nisratzu, Mea Ma Nechaivla. You said the second statement. He doesn't tell you what an Astara is, but I think it's, what do they explain Astara is? De Sela Medina, which is going to be 96 prutos, as opposed to Mea Ma is 100 prutos. So there's a difference of 4 prutos. So he says two prices, he always goes based on the second price. So again, Astira and Me'ama, Astira, Astira. You always go based on Lashon Achron. So Rav already taught us that halacha. Why is he teaching us a second halacha like this? E mehasim, have we had that case only? Havamina Prushe Kamefarish Kamashmalan. Had we had that case, he's explaining what I mean by Me'ama or versus Astira. I'm explaining it means 196. He's explaining himself. Kamashman, he wasn't explaining himself. He changed his mind, or he made a mistake, and we always follow Lashon Achron. But Rav, either way, the Pesach of the Mishnah goes against Rava. Rav says goes based on the Lashon Achron, and our Mishnah says they are both statements are true, and you make a pshara and yachloku. Comes along Shmuel, Amar, Bibaba Emsa Chov the Shaskin. We're talking about where they come 15th of the month, and they, wait a second, who's paying rent? Am I getting free rent here? I already paid for the year, or am I paying you? So they came in the middle of the month, and that's where we don't know. So yachloku. Rashi explained, "Bebamim emsa chodesh, va'amar lo tsei mi beisi." The guy says, "Get out of my house! This is a new month. The year's over. 12 months has been here. Oh, tain li tschar chodesher. Pay me for the new month." V'chi misap galay eitz lashon nitvas arminan ha'emed mamon acheskaso u'mashadar be'kfar lo mafkinu mene. We always have to do cheskas mamon wherever the status quo is. So since he already lived there the 15 days, we can't force the money out of him. But at the same time, we can't. Take money, we can't let him stay anymore moving forward without paying money. So therefore he got free rent for 15 days, but if he wants to stay any longer, he needs to pay half the month the remaining. So that's what he says, if it comes to Baba M, so that's what it means, Yachlok. Aval says Shmuel further, Bab betchilas hachodesh, it comes to the beginning of the month, so then Kulei the Maschir, then the Maschir has the entire, he's able to charge a new month or kick him out. But Baba Sofa Chodesh, if it comes to the end of the month, Kula La Socher, then the Socher gets to keep everything, because again, we have to leave the money, Becheskas Marikama. So then the Gemara says, Mi Amar Shmuel, Lo Amir Antafas Lashon Achron. The Shmuel not hold of this concept, he doesn't go based on Lashon Achron. He says, it's still a Safik. Vaha Rav Ushmua, both of them, Damri Tervayu, both of them say, Kor Vishloshim Ani Mocher Lecha Yachalach Zerba Filu Besachrona. So if the guy says, I'm selling you an amount of 30, and the guy can retract, even the last amount, he can retract nothing. I keep giving you a certain amount of wheat, let's say, and then you pull out of the deal. As long as the final amount isn't given, you could retract. But let's say you say a situation where the Kor B'Shloshim, one second here. If you say Kor B'Shloshim and you also say Sa B'Sela, I'm buying a core for 30. And in essence, it's going to be the price of one Sela per Sa. So you mentioned the individual amounts and you mentioned the entire price overall. Animo L'Chalacha. So in this case, Rishon Kona. You are Kona. Each Sa that comes in per Sela, you acquire it. It's done. So we see you do go based on Lashon Achron. Even Shmuel agrees, since you say at the end, Seb B'Sela, you acquire each individually. So Gemara explains, no, hasam time am I, mishum de tafes, hachanami ka tafes. No, it's a safik. But since you gave me over a certain amount of chita, I gave you the sela, since I'm tofes it, it's in my hand, we said, ain mafkinan. We don't know what the halach is, it's a safik, ain motzi miyado. So that's the klal. So in the case of the socher as well, when the safik arises, we say, ain motzi miyado. So if it's in the beginning of the month, so we leave status quo, then the socher is kicked out. It comes to the end of the month, we leave status quo, the masker can't collect. If it's in the middle of the month, we have the deal. The first 15 days are free, the next 15 days, you have to pay. So it's always a case of a safek, but we always follow who's being toe-faced, and ein motzin miyada. Rav Nachman Amar, karka b'cheskas ba'le kayemes. It's always in the possession of the landlord. So Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Nachman Amar Karka Becheskes Ba'le Omed, this four wide lines down, Vafilu Baba Sofa Chodesh, even if he comes to the end of the month, Kulo Lemascher, the landlord gets to collect. That's depends where you lived. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have communities that are very much, in favor of the landlord, others are protecting the tenants. So Rav Nachman was protecting the landlord. I'm not making any suggestions. Rav Nachman happened to be a wealthy individual, and he came from the family of Reish Galusa. But Rav Nachman says it's the Cheskas Bale Omer this Vafilu Baba Sofa Chodesh Kula Lamaschir Shasavik Lo Achshav Nolad. It didn't happen now. And Mitzchiza Chodesh Nolad. Everybody knew that was going to be. They just tried avoiding the issue. So you had to deal with it in the end of the day. Vehemid Karka Cheskaso. The Sofik happened even though we didn't bring up the issue. Everyone knew there was a Sofik. It was a Vaday Sofik. So Nimsa Shadar Bishochavei Over Tzarch La'alos Lachar. You can't play a game. Oh, you didn't come claiming the money from me. Come on, you knew it was a suffix in the beginning. You knew there's a new month. There's a whole shaila here. So just because you didn't bring it up to the table doesn't mean the suffix didn't exist. So therefore, the maskir has the upper hand. Gemara says, "My kamashman, what's the chiddush here? Tafas lashon achron hainu dirav." So if it's the dinis, you always follow lashon achron here. So in which case you said here, it's the case where you said year and then you said month, so you follow the month. So the new month goes to the landlord. That's exactly Rav Shita. What's the difference in Rav? You always follow lashon achron. Where I says no, he's not going based on lashon achron. He says afagav de apich mepech. Even if you said First you mentioned the monthly rate will be this, but the annual rate will be this. So in that case, Rav says you follow the Lashon Achron, which is the annual rate. There is no payment at all needed. But according to Rav Nachman, even in that case, we don't care about Lashon Achron versus Lashon Rishon. Since it's a Safek, we say that the property is in the possession of the landlord, and the landlord has the upper hand in both scenarios. Whether you say month or annual first, it always goes, the masker gets to collect the money for the extra month. Marna asks, "Boy, my name is Rebbe Yanai. Socher Omer Nesati, I paid you the rent, and the masker Omer Lo Natalti, I didn't take any rent from you yet. Ami Lahavi Raya, who has the burden of proof?" So Amos, when exactly did this suffix, this machlokus arise? Even betoch zmano tanina, ilach zmano tanina. If the guy, this whole machlokus was before the payment time was up, that's a mishnah. And if it was after the payment time, the term was up, so then that's also a mishnah. The tanan makes ha'av. It's a slightly different comparison here, but it's the idea is the same. Meis ha'av b'soch shloshim. The father has a son, a firstborn son, pidyon haben, obligation. So if the father dies within 30 days, so yom b'cheskas shelo nifta, it's a chazaka that he wasn't redeemed yet. Because no one does a redemption, a pidyon, prior to the chiv. Ashivi raya shenifta, until you bring a proof that he paid, that the Kohen proves that he was paid. If it's la'achas shloshim yom, if the father dies after 30 days, where the ready chiv kicked in on the pidyon haben, then b'cheska shenifta, then we assume that the father paid. Ad sheyom erlo shelo nifta, until you bring proofs that we know for sure he didn't pay the pidyon haben yet. So what's the shaila here? So if it's within toch zman, so we assume the socher didn't pay. If it's la'achas zman, so then we assume that the socher did pay. So Gemara says, la'tzricha b'yome d'mishalim zmana. It says only day on the day, the final day, the 30th day, the chiv payment, that's the shaila. So do we say, mi avid inish depara biyoma de mishalim zmana? Olo, do people pay mamish on time, on the day of, or they pay the day afterwards? So the Gemara explains, so Rashi has his one line here. So look at Rashi. Rashi, the last Rashi on the page here, lo tzricha shetavu lo din biyoma de mishalim zmana, v'hu omer lo nisati babokas. So the guy says, in the morning, today's a day, today's a payment day, pay me the money. So Amar Lahu Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Tani Sua, we have a brisa, a mishnah that tells us that a sachir bizmano nishba v'nochel, notel, because what's the din, Rashi says, a sachir bizmano nishba v'notel in bayom shiyasu mimlachto tavo, if the day he goes out from the work, he completes the day, so the employee nishba shelo kiba v'notel, he says that the employer didn't pay me yet. These are the one of the cases where the person is allowed to take a shvua and collect payment. Really, shvuas, midiraisa, are supposed to exempt you from payment. So whoever is trying to say that I'm exempt from pay, he's supposed to take the shvua. So the employer should really take the shvua that I don't have to pay you anymore. These are one of the exceptions where we throw the shvua on top of the taker, and the employee takes the shvua and takes the money. Mishim why? The Baal HaBayis Tarad B'Polav. The employer can't remember every person he paid. He's so much on his mind. He paid one guy, but he thought maybe it was a different guy he paid. He got confused. He thought it was this guy, but it was really the other guy he paid. The employer can't keep track of this. So in this case, we put it in the court of the employee. He takes the shvua and he's able to collect money. So the Gemara says now, Sacher hu dirami rabbanan shvua leha. Mishum debal bayis tarid b'falav. So only to the employee do we throw the shvua upon that he's able to take a shvua and collect payment. Habal hacha socher mehemen b'shvua. But in this case, Rashi says aval ba'alma in general, afil b'yom zmano neman lomar praticha kvar. A person in general, remember, the default is the person who's saying I'm patur from payment, he pays the shvua. The socher says I paid already. So the socher is the one who really should take the shvua. So he takes the shvua, not the masker. That's the situation here. So therefore, what? So therefore we'd say, the answer is that we take a shvua that you already paid it, if it's on the Yom Zmano.
Last day of the year would be the Yom Zmano.
Last day of the year, last day of the month, whatever the lease agreement is, right?
The taxes, the total cost.
Right, so that last day,
well,
you pay.
It depends if you owe the government money or
are you getting?